The universe is brighter in the direction of our motion. Galaxy counts and fluxes are consistent with the CMB dipole, by Jeremy Darling. An observer moving with respect to the cosmic rest frame should observe a concentration and brightening of galaxies in the direction of motion and a spreading and dimming in the opposite direction. The velocity inferred from this dipole should match that of the cosmic microwave background, CMB, temperature dipole if galaxies are on average at rest with respect to the CMB rest frame. However, recent studies have claimed a many-fold enhancement of galaxy counts and flux in the direction of the solar motion compared to the CMB expectation, calling into question the standard cosmology. Here we show that the sky distribution and brightness of extragalactic radio sources are consistent with the CMB dipole in direction and velocity. We use the first epoch of the Very Large Array Sky Survey combined with the Rapid Australian Square Kilometre Array Pathfinder Continuum Survey to estimate the dipole via several different methods, and all show similar results. Typical FITS find a 331-carat plus 161 minus 107 kilometers S1 velocity dipole with apex, L, B, equals 271-carat plus 55 to 58, 56-carat plus 13 to 35, in galactic coordinates from source counts and 399-carat plus 264 minus 199 kilometers S1 toward, L, B, equals 301 carat plus 30 to 30, 43 carat plus 19 to 17, from radio fluxes. These are consistent with the CMB solar velocity, 370 kilometers S1 toward, L, B, equals 264, 48, and show that galaxies are on average at rest with respect to the rest frame of the early universe, as predicted by the canonical cosmology. This was the universe is brighter in the direction of our motion. Galaxy counts and fluxes are consistent with the CMB dipole, by Jeremy Darling.